Ukraine must brace for more Russian attacks on energy facilities and be prepared for persistent power blackouts across the country. That was the message from President Volodymyr Zelensky in his nightly address to the nation on Sunday. One energy company says the entire country saw a 32% shortfall in power supply on Monday. The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, has warned people in the capital to prepare for a worst-case scenario where power and water is lost entirely.
As of this evening, stabilization power outages continue in Kyiv and six regions. More than 4.5 million consumers are without electricity. Most of them are now in Kyiv and the Kyiv region. It's really difficult.
I speak to Asad Beg, who's in Kryvyi in central Ukraine. So the blackouts that we're talking about, they're not just confined to Kyiv, are they? What is the latest where you are?
Well, blackouts have been rolling out across the country in other regions as well. But all eyes are now on the capital after the mayor there said that people should be prepared to leave the city in the event of a complete blackout. Now, Vitaly Klitschko made a statement urging people to buy power banks and warm clothes in preparation of different scenarios. He told them not to be pessimistic, but they should be prepared to leave the capital and go stay with friends and relatives. Now, as you heard from the Ukrainian president there, President Zelensky, he said about 4.5 million people are without electricity, and again, around Kyiv and those regions, but also elsewhere as the Russians continue to strike key infrastructure in Ukraine. Now, where we are in Kryvyi Rih, we visited bunkers yesterday. The administrations have set up in this city to keep people warm, and they say they're setting up around 300 of those. They've got generators ready, they've got food and blankets just in case. Now, the temperature is already dropping. Last night it was around -1, and we're expecting it to drop well below that later this week. And so you can imagine how difficult it is for people. Now, south of here in Kherson, that fighting and that offensive is continuing. There's been increased artillery shelling taking place there. But Kherson and the region, Kherson, the capital and the region, were without electricity. Now, the Ukrainians blame the Russians. They said that they damaged some power lines, and the administrator there blamed the Russians, said, and I quote, they will do crazy things as Ukraine presses forward on this offensive. Now, the Russians are blaming the Ukrainians. What they've said is that the Ukrainians damaged the dam and the infrastructure, and they've been evacuating people, a move that Russian President Vladimir Putin has publicly endorsed. Now, the fear from the Ukrainians is that the Russians would blow that dam. Now, they've been saying that for a while. Now, what's given extra impetus to this is that some cities and towns surrounding that dam, the Russians have told residents to leave by the 10th of November, and the Ukrainians are saying that they plan to blow it. But also at the same time, the Ukrainian authorities are saying that Russian soldiers, around 20 to 25,000, still remain in Kherson, that regional capital, and some of them have changed into civilian clothes, taken a position in apartments, and are preparing for street battles when the Ukrainians push forward. But realistically, if, and it is a big if, and it is speculation, if the dam is blown, it will flood the entire area. It would flood the entire area, also the Russian positions. But it would give a natural barrier between the Ukrainian forces and the Russian forces.
Thank you for that. Asad Beg in Kryvyi Rih.